This is Molly Paul from Coaching at Work, and I have here with me Anna Schieffer, an executive coach and supervisor who is also a self-taught artist. Anna's been coaching for over 12 years and combines her passion for art with her passion for coaching, using art in her executive and private coaching, supervision and team leadership. In 2016, Anna launched Art and Coaching as a platform for sharing her knowledge and experience of coaching with art, including running workshops with coaches who would like to integrate art into their practice. Welcome, Anna.
Hello, Molly.
Hello. Anna, you'll be joining us at the Coaching at Work Annual Conference on the 4th of July in London, which we're really looking forward to. So who do you find benefits from working with art and coaching?
Well, it's a great question to ask, because I think many people will automatically assume it's just for creative people, but that's definitely not the case. Many, many different kinds of people can benefit from working with art in coaching. And I've used it for executive coaching subjects right the way through to life coaching subjects. So it really depends on the nature of the subject and whether the person is up for working in an art-based way.
Mm-hmm. And what about coaches? Do they have to be artistic to adopt this approach?
No, not at all. It's quite interesting. I think they have to be open to creative approaches. And I think that sometimes our fear of our own creativity, and I think many people often think they aren't creative and aren't artistic and really worry about using these types of approaches. But it's really just getting used to the materials that you use, the kind of approaches that we take behind using art, feeling comfortable in that creative space. And that's all you really need, really.
Mm-hmm. And is it possible to go deep with an art-based coaching approach?
Oh, definitely. I think that's one of its biggest benefits, because often when you're working with art, what you're doing is you're taking somebody to a deeper level of awareness. Because it gives people the opportunity to connect with those things that are perhaps really difficult to talk about. We might often encounter coaches that are saying, I kind of know what it is, but I can't explain it to you. I haven't got the words for it. Mm. Or you might have people that are stuck in thinking loops or behavior loops, can't break through. Can't really articulate what's going on for them, or it's complicated for them. And because of that, it's quite a deep and complex space that they're working in themselves. And art has that lovely ability to allow them to go to those deeper spaces, but in a really safe way, because they kind of externalize that through the images that they create. And they can then talk about it because they've got something quite tangible to work with that helps unlock what's going on for them. So it definitely works at a deep level.
Mm-hmm. That's really interesting. Thank you, Anna.
That's okay.
That was the session at the conference.
Lovely. Thank you. I look forward to it too.
Thank you.